Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name is Craig Booker.
The title of this episode is Toxic Optimism.
I will talk a lot about mental health, but please note that this is not a substitute for therapy or mental health care.
Face the hard stuff. Living in extremes is not healthy. Not enough sleep or too much sleep, being overly negative or overly positive. Being overly negative is hurtful, and so is being overly positive. There is much to be said about the negative, but the same holds true for being toxically positive. In Christian circles, there is this tendency to try to glaze over the painful and heartbreaking moments in life by reciting what I call Christian platitudes. This would be phrases like time heals all wounds, or everything happens for a reason, or others have gone through much worse. Deborah Falada says that toxic optimism is when we hide behind a positive perspective instead of truly dealing with the hard things. It's unhealthy to live in a state of negative thinking. Likewise, it's unhealthy to ruminate on all the horrible things in life. It's also unhealthy to pretend that they don't exist. It's important that we allow ourselves to feel the difficult emotions. It's important for us to remember that God is with us on the mountaintops, and He is also with us in the valleys. Psalms 34:18 of the NLT says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit." So what does the Bible say about why the world is the way it is? If we look to the Bible for an explanation of why the world is as broken as it is, and as painful as it is, we will find loads of verses explaining the brokenness we see every day. One of these verses is John 16:33. John 16:33 begins by saying, "In this world you will have trouble." There is no sidestepping the truth. You will have trouble. This statement alone has great value, but if we stop there, we miss out on an essential truth. John 16:33 continues, "But take heart." Other translations say, "Be of good cheer, be filled with joy, be undaunted, and be courageous." You might be thinking, "That's great, Craig, but why?" If someone told me this, I would at least ask for something to hold on to. So you may be asking, why should we have hope? Let's look at the last part of John 16:33. It says, "I have overcome the world." We can have hope because Jesus has overcome the world. He has beaten all of the challenges we face. Now, I am not trying to suggest that this solves all of our current struggles or all our current problems, because it doesn't. We will still endure pain, hardship, heartache, and the brokenness of this world, but one day that will come to an end. In the meantime, it is important that we acknowledge, process, and deal with our challenges the best that we can. Deborah Falada says that we can't tend our wounds well if we haven't acknowledged their severity. Verse for reflection. Our verse this week comes from John chapter 16, verse 33. It says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
That's all for this episode.
If you would like to receive updates about future episodes of Overflow, head over to overflow.community/subscribe. Remember, no one should face anxiety or depression alone. Join a growing community learning about brain health and following Jesus. For more information, head over to overflow.community/connect.